odd-numbered years in the United States certainly do not have the excitement for political watchers like even-numbered years. However, what elections do take place in odd-numbered years receive plenty of attention and analysis. Last week's results in New Jersey and Virginia did not go unnoticed by Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics and John Brummett, a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Last Tuesday was a big night for elections across the U.S. Virginia, in particular, was one of the states that had a lot on the ballot, seemed to draw a lot of attention. You suggest that everything kind of fell in line with expectations. Is this, are you saying that nothing to see here? Or do you think there was some consequences?
No, there's something to see. The issue is, how much is there to see? There's something to see. I use tennis metaphor because I'm a tennis player. And in tennis, you're supposed to hold your serve. That should be your game. And winning Virginia, doing well in New Jersey, winning a couple of things in Washington State, the Democrats were merely holding their serve. But in holding their serve, they were hitting a couple of aces and winning at love. I mean, it was more than just winning. The issue then becomes, does this portend the midterms, the congressional midterms, and does it even portend 2020 when Trump may or may not still be president and on the ballot? We can assume, I think, that he probably will be. That's sort of the debate, because what happened Tuesday was that Democrats and suburban moderates that I thought would deliver victory nationwide to Hillary, but they got outpaced by working class votes in Midwestern states, turned out at fired up, motivated presidential election levels. And others, the Trump base and your garden variety Republicans turned out at typical midterm levels, which is maybe three quarters what they would in a presidential year. That's what happened. That's usually what happens. There's a pattern for that kind of thing happening in the midterms, so that's interesting. But my point that I try to make still is that as long as the economy's indicators are pretty good, and as long as ISIS is contained reasonably, the Democrats cannot count on winning in 2020 simply because of Trump's negatives and the animus toward Trump or the outrage people have come to take at Trump. I think they had a lot of that in last year and elected him anyway because the Democrats had a poorly performing candidate and an unclear message. So that's the debate I'm having with some Democrats now. Like, this is good for you, but you can't just sit back and win by default the way you did this time. I think it was a default win, particularly in the Virginia governor's race. That candidate was nothing to write home about. I mean, he's a fine fella, but he's not a stirring candidate. He won because of the backlash against Trump and trying to send a message.
In Arkansas, Democrats do appear enthused, not just by those election results, but I think in part due to what Trump has done to the political conversation in the U.S. And we are seeing enthusiasm for Democratic candidates and a surge of Democratic candidates running for some legislative seats and some of the congressional seats. We haven't seen it at the governor's level yet, but we suspect that that's coming. That has to portend well for the Democrats in that at least they are fielding candidates this year, which last cycle they had a dearth of candidates that they didn't present.
There is something happening at the Democratic Party. And I see it's sort of a ships passing in the night. This week in Arkansas, all the old Clinton folks from the 92 presidential race are coming here to celebrate the, what would that be? 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. But yet, at this very time, I think something vital is happening with the state Democratic Party, something that has to happen. It's weaning itself from this easy legacy of Clinton and having a president come from here and sort of the legacy that the state Democrats have relied on. And we're seeing a generational and maybe philosophical change. There are, for example, a Teach for America Teacher of the Year in Arkansas, who then got hired by Baker Curris to become principal of Baseline Elementary School, which was under duress, and has turned that school. I've been in it. I can tell you he's turned it around. He is running for the state legislature.
Jonathan Crossley.
He's running on a theme of of education issues that are progressive, that are relatively new, but which may not always mesh with, say, the people who are your standard Democratic constituencies. I mean, like the issue of maybe school choice, the issue of Little Rock, the state takeover, and whether that was good or bad. I'm not trying to burden him with those positions. I'm just saying I see a new generation and a new attitude and a new focus to him, and there are going to be a couple of others of that type. Mm-hmm. Run. We're going to have a new generation, new idea, impressive young Democratic governor's candidate whose name I cannot tell you right now. I could tell you, but I'm sworn not to tell you. And he yet may decide not to run. But that's we're seeing that kind of thing. Younger people with new ideas on the state level, but relying on, you're right, the underlying fuel of this is that people, even in Arkansas, because I've been to some of these invisible groups around the state.
Indivisible group.
Yeah. Not invisible. They're indivisible. They're quite visible. they are supremely motivated. And if you get motivation and you get new ideas and impressive candidates, you have the start of something. Not a reinsurgence to take back over the state in the short term, but a vital start of something that's important to a redevelopment of the Democratic Party in Arkansas.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. You can also read his columns at ArkansasOnline.com. Roby Brock is with our partner Talk Business and Politics. There is more from the conversation, including discussion about allegations of sexual misconduct by Alabama Senate candidate Roy Moore at TalkBusiness.net. Also at TalkBusiness.net is Arkansas News, updated around the clock.